I was a walking, running, dancing, completely active, energetic person. I was ready to take on the world when my life took a dramatic turn. An out-of-control car came up into the driveway and crushed me into the back of the vehicle that I was loading. After very lengthy surgery and when I woke in ICU, I asked my mother, are my legs gone? And she said, yes, Stephanie, they are. I was told I would never walk again, that I would be confined to a wheelchair. It wasn't a reflection of who I am. I had determined through the glimpses of seeing Paralympic sport that that was an extraordinary opportunity to recreate myself. And I found myself in Park City, Utah, when I had the opportunity to take a ski lesson at the National Ability Center. And here came you, this remarkably passionate and charismatic coach, who told me that I had to fill out this form and describe what my abilities were.
You gave yourself the top score. And I'm like, wow, I can't wait to see that girl.
You know, you asked me what my goal was. What is your goal in skiing?
You wrote the goal was winning a gold medal.
Winning a gold medal in the Paralympics. I was so taken by your love of ski racing, and I had nothing left to lose. And I saw this opportunity to drop everything I was doing in California, move to Park City, train with you. I fell in love with you and I fell in love with skiing.
I fell in love with you too. And we dedicated every minute to skiing for the next 3 years. That's why we were able to achieve that unbelievable goal to qualify for the Salt Lake Games.
Well, we didn't reach the goal of winning a gold medal in those first games. I won the bronze medal. But as a rookie, to be a part of the three women from the U.S. winning gold, silver, and bronze epitomizes my love of country, my love of team, and wanting to give my very best self. I am so grateful that we've shared the 20 years of ski racing together. We won gold in Torino and in Vancouver, 5 Paralympic medals total. What single accomplishment would you consider is our greatest?
That we did it together and we dedicated the time to each other. That's just so beautiful.
Well, I remember when I retired, you called me your champion.
Yeah.
That meant more to me than winning because I always wanted to live up to your vision of greatness. And for me, you are my champion. And I'm so grateful for what we achieved together. I love you, Marcel.
I love you too.